This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The first indication of snow here in Galesburg inspired me to talk to one of the best-known meteorologists in the area about what's going on here, mostly because this weather's making me sad. I kid, of course, but we're going to talk about what's going on here and what we can look forward to here in the future with Chuck Collins. He's the chief meteorologist at WEEK-TV in Peoria, and as I jokingly say, my co-star earlier this year on the WTVP auction. Chuck, thanks so much for your time.
Well, no problem, and auction time will be coming in April. It'll probably be snowing then,
so
we'll have snow for a long time, I think.
Don't say that. Come on,
no,
man.
No.
No, and I overstated it. I was not the co-star by any means,
yeah.
But it was a pleasure to work with you back in April, and glad to talk to you now for sure. This whole year's worth of weather, Chuck, has just been ridiculous, for lack of a better term, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is certainly unusual, especially for this time of the year. I mean, our record snowfall in October is 3.3 inches, and we've only had a trace of snow on Halloween in like 126 years of bookkeeping, and both of those records will probably be broken because initially we have two waves of snow coming our way.
Yeah.
It'll be a wet snow. There'll be some big flakes out there. Insert joke here, by the way. But the big flakes out there. But anyway, round number one is later on tonight and tomorrow morning, and we have all of the area, including Knox County, under a winter weather advisory. And I think for the most part, Knox County will come in maybe 2 to 3 inches of snow. It'll start about 2 or 3 in the morning, last until about 10 tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Then turn over to rain tomorrow afternoon. Then another wave comes our way with more accumulating snow tomorrow night into Halloween. And it looks like the trick-or-treaters will be going trick-or-treating in snow if they go out, because we'll have some wet snow going on Thursday. So this is certainly unusual for this time of the year.
It sounds to me like you're telling me that the snow is going to fall, then it's going to melt, then it's going to fall again, then it's going to melt, then it's going to fall again.
Right, yeah. And any accumulations we see, accumulation may not be the proper word. 2 to 3 inches will fall, but that amount may not stick because the ground is still warm, so we'll have some melting on the onset. But on Thursday especially, we'll have some strong northwesterly winds out there, so it won't be very pleasant. Won't be very pleasant tomorrow either, but we'll go from snow tonight to rain tomorrow afternoon, back to snow tomorrow night, and into Thursday. And then at least drying out for the weekend, but it'll be cold. We'll manage highs only 40 on the weekend. We should still be looking at 60 as a high this time of the year. So, yeah, Mother Nature is really messed up right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you, Chuck. For lack of a better way to put it, what did we do to deserve all this?
Oh, I know. Exactly. But the good news of this, it looks like November actually coming up, except the first couple of days will be cold. It looks like November may actually have above normal temperatures, as we won't stay in this cold snap very long. But certainly the end of October and the first day of November coming up, certainly interesting times here in central Illinois and western Illinois as well.
That certainly seems like the thing we've been talking about a lot of times just all year long with the weather, that this cold snap, it's not going to stick around for very long. It seems like
Right. It's
just been one roller coaster ride after another.
Yeah, and I think the winter is going to be like that as well. We're going to see roller coaster temperatures. The main storm track is about here off to the north. So I think as far as the winter is concerned, we'll have these small to medium-sized systems come through every 6 to 10 days to a couple of weeks. And then in between, we'll kind of warm up a little bit, then get a little bit cold after them. And it looks like the main storm track, or the heaviest of the snow this winter, will be north of I-80, but we're close enough to that, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But it looks like this winter will be a little bit snowier than normal with several of these little disturbances, and temperatures will be up and down. We could have a visit or two from the polar vortex, but I think the bitterly cold air for winter will stay bottled up in Canada most of the winter, and our temperatures will be around normal, if not a little bit below normal. But we'll have our fair share of snow, but I don't think big snows will come our way, just these little garden variety things all winter long, kind of like we're seeing over the next couple of days.
So you're not really expecting anything then, large snowfalls or anything like the cold snap we saw earlier this year with the near 50 below wind chills and things like that? I mean, I realize long term it's really kind of hard to say, but it sounds like maybe
right.
This winter might be a little better.
It might be from the standpoint of temperatures, when we talk about outlooks, they're trends and not necessarily forecasts, and it can change. But right now, it looks like the main storm track will be here off to the north, and that'll bring us our fair share of these disturbances coming through. But I think overall, the bitterly cold air, for the most part, will stay bottled up in Canada, and we might get a little break off here and there. But I think we'll see up and down temperatures as this temperature roller coaster ride will continue throughout the winter. And I think we'll have even snow extending maybe into March and April, a couple of spring snows as well. But I don't, anything can happen. But right now, we're in the situation where the storm track would not favor a huge snowstorm, just the garden variety, 2 to 4, 3 to 5 inch snowfalls occasionally over the winter.
I saw something long term. I think it was actually a report that Tom Skilling did in Chicago last night that suggested that the Weather Service was almost kind of non-committal as to what kind of a winter we might have this year.
Yeah, especially temperatures. The Weather Service has us in the 33% category, which means there's a 33% chance of above normal temperatures, 33% chance of below normal temperatures, or a 33% chance of normal temperatures. So, the Weather Service and the Climate Prediction Center, which is the long range forecasting arm of the Weather Service, really not nailing down temperatures because of what their models are showing. And it is showing above normal precip for us here in the winter, especially toward Chicago and the farther north you go. So, yeah, I think temperatures are going to be the a dark horse in all this, because they're going to be a little bit on the roller coaster side, especially here to the north. They'll be colder, but here to the south, it's going to be pretty close to having some mild temperatures at times, but some cold temperatures as well. But the two-thirds of the country, from the plains and the northwest all the way through southern Illinois, then up the eastern seaboard and south of there, looking for above normal temperatures in the winter. So we're kind of right in between the bitterly cold air north, warm air just to the south of us in southern Illinois. We're in between, so that's always a tough place to be.
So, Chuck, before I let you go, you started out as a radio DJ, a lot like the rest of us. What kind of pushed you toward weather full time?
Well, it just so happens I went to work at the WMBD, used to be TV, AM, and FM, used to be a combination.
Right.
And I went to work for AM radio, and I had always been a weather nut, but not thinking about TV. So the TV news director came up to me and said, hey, I know you're a weather nut. We have an opening on Sunday night. You want to go in front of the green wall and try it out? And I did, and that was in 1988, and I've been doing weather ever since. But I was in radio 10 years before that.
Yeah, my goodness. I don't know how I never got into weather, but I'm also barely a DJ these days, so what do you know?
Wait a minute. One thing's for sure, we both have faces for radio. That's why they have makeup on me.
Yeah, well, the makeup works for you, though, Chuck. I don't know that it would work for me, so.
Well, something has to. Yeah,
There you go. All right, Chuck Collins, Chief Meteorologist for WEEK-TV. Thanks so much for your time and great insight as always.
No problem. We'll call anytime, and the check's in the mail.
All right. Thanks so much, Chuck. And, of course, you can check our friends at WEEK out at WEEK.com. Chuck, of course, part of the 25 Weather Tracker team. A lot of good folks and a lot of friends of mine all over the media in Peoria, that's for sure. Stay tuned. We'll come back with business news and, before that, sports, as Galesburg's Evening News continues on this Tuesday night at WGIL.